I connect with lots of other hands-on practitioners, specifically massage therapists from all over the world. Once we start to engage in conversation, it usually goes right into the questions of what technique do you use and what is your training? It seems we are all ingrained in that and want to compare ourselves to others to see where we stand. I've encountered a wide array of practitioners that do all sorts of different treatments, some good, some crazy, and some that don't even know why they do it in the first place. I have noticed lately I get a good amount of practitioners that, quote, treat the nervous system, end quote, leading me to ask several questions on the validity of those treatment methods. On this episode, I answer specifically with my take on nervous system treatments and why I think they are ineffective and actually dangerous for the client. I hope you enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Revolution podcast. Getting back into my normal flow. Been talking about COVID for forever. Need a little break from it and want to get back into some more useful information before COVID hit. We were doing a lot of these Q&A sessions where we get questions from members in the Soft Tissue Revolution or where I interacted with people from all over the place, wherever you may consume my content. And I really enjoy doing these because we have to remember that COVID isn't going away. It's going to be here for a long time. Things aren't going to get closed down again, but we have to get better at our technique, our treatments, our evaluations. And podcasts like this are going to be very useful for that and give you some real data. So I'm going to get a little nerdy on this one, but hopefully I explain myself effectively because I get a lot of these questions. And as the intro said, the question I'm asking today is, why do you think, and this is someone asking me, why do you think treating the nervous system is a waste of time and actually very dangerous? It's a really good question. There's so many techniques, treatment systems, evaluation systems out there. And so many people are treating the nervous system and they don't really understand what's happening. And I have these conversations all the time where we get to talking, you know, I reach out and talk to a fellow soft tissue practitioner and it goes right into, well, what technique do you do? What system do you do? And we're so quick to want to get in to treatment and just trying to fix things that we don't think about what's going on. We apply treatment just haphazardly and really hope and pray. And the people that are teaching these methods are doing the same shit. They don't really know what's going on. They just say, hey, do this, follow this, and this is my system. It works for me. So you try and go from there. And this isn't happening. You know, nervous system treatments are a fallacy. They're not something that you want to be doing, but so many people out there are doing it because they're playing tricks on you. Especially the people that came up with these treatment methods. I don't even call them treatment methods because a treatment is actually something that reduces a problem in an area and actually is long lasting. I'll get into that a little bit more towards the end of the podcast. But let's go into a few things. And like I said, I'm going to get a little nerdy here, but hopefully you're a smart person and you'll respect where I'm coming from so you can have some real data and decide, you know, because a lot of this is coming up. Where people are getting ready to do more and more certifications. CEUs are coming up. There's going to be a lot less hands-on stuff because of COVID. So I want you to be able to evaluate if you're going to go spend money on a CEU or a new technique or system, if it's even worth a damn, because most of them are not. Most of them are bullshit. And you might not want to hear that, but it's the truth. Majority of people that are out there perpetuating gurus and experts have no clue what's really going on. And they're just teaching you to go through the motions and hoping that you're dumb enough to keep giving them money. And that's got to stop. If you're going to spend money on things that actually work. So in order to fix any injury in the human body, there is an order of operations and it must be followed. It's essentially like building a house. So when you build a house, you lay a foundation down, then you put the walls up, then you put the siding on, then you put the roof. If you're trying to put the roof on before you ever lay a foundation or put up the walls, it's not going to work. And that's what's happening with these neuro treatments. So the first step in fixing a problem is order of operations. Number one is we have to restore range of motion. What does that mean? when an injury occurs, there is limited range of motion. And most commonly, the problem that's going to cause that is a dysfunction in the tissue. And a lot of times that's going to be scar tissue or adhesion buildup. It's like glue that gets inside the muscle, makes the muscle very weak and very inflexible. Happens over time with trauma, bad postures, poor diet, inflammation, everything that you can think of. It is also the most completely reversible problem in the human body. That's what practitioners that are trained in the PEAK method excel at finding and fixing. Number two is we must balance strength. So once we restore range of motion, some of the muscles are around there were working too hard and some weren't working at all. That's why an injury happens. So we have to get the muscles that weren't working correctly to get back up to pace, get rid of some of the atrophy in there, some of the dysfunction. And that's where the balanced strength comes in. Number three, increase strength. Overall, we have to increase global strength. This is where physical therapy comes in, and this is where they want to start. They just want to get right into an exercise or movement. The goal first is you got to get that range of motion back. You have to fix the balance, then increase that strength with more global motions and things like that. Now, the last one that comes in, reprogram the nervous system. And this is only if absolutely necessary. Now, the problem with this one is when it does happen, people start here because they think that's a problem with the nervous system. You know, you get those people all the time. They're like, well, the lower trap is inhibited. It's not firing, or the glutes aren't firing, or we just got to get that muscle to turn back on. Here's some newsflash for you, jackass. That muscle is off for a reason, because it's trying to protect a problem that's deeper down into the joint. There could be degeneration. There could be a cartilage problem. There could be a tissue problem with the soft tissue. There could be a nerve entrapment. There could be a lot of things. And when those muscles shut down, they're actually protecting that. So if you turn them back on, you could be causing some problems. I want to tell you a story about when I was in chiropractic school. And I share this a lot, but essentially it was an applied kinesiology class. And applied kinesiology, I think, is a bunch of hogwash across the board. All it does is play tricks on the nervous system and data from there and gets a trick in there. And this happened with a teacher where this person had like a shoulder problem. They did a muscle test on there. The teacher was like, yep, you see how weak that is. They did some bullshit, like rub around in a circle on the area, gave him some pill, retested the muscle and go, look how strong that is. And they're like, yeah. And the teacher's like, see, we turned the power back on. We turned the nervous system back on. That's not the problem. The nervous system isn't misfunctioning. That area isn't functioning correctly because there's a problem deeper inside of there. And you know what? If you went back and rechecked that test a few minutes later or 20 minutes later, it's going to be right back to where it was, where we started. The guy, the godfather of all this that created everything, his name is Vladimir Yanda. He was the founder of the neural movement. He even said in his own training, before you fix the nervous system, you must fix the dysfunction in the periphery. What does that mean? He means there's problems out in the limbs, out in the rest of the body. It isn't always a nervous system problem, because if you have a local problem in there, which in most cases, it's going to be scar tissue. If you don't fix the scar tissue, it does not matter. You can do all the neural treatment you want, but you're not getting to the root cause of the problem. Once again, why is the muscle not firing? Why is it inhibited? You have to start asking questions instead of just being like, oh, the glutes aren't firing, let's turn them back on. Start asking questions of why that's happening. Dive in deeper. Ask more questions in the history. Really figure out what's going on with your client. Think critically so you can solve problems. Because when that muscle isn't firing, or it's inhibited, or say you have lower cross syndrome, upper cross syndrome, you got winging scapula, that is happening because it's trying to protect something deeper down. And a lot of times it's a bigger problem. Your body will use the nervous system to unload areas. It's the same thing that happens when you sprain your ankle, you know, to limp. So why are these neuro treatments not lasting or holding? That's the question that I get a lot of times from people. They're like, hey, I do these treatments and the client is doing really good. But then a couple days later, it's right back to where it starts. What gives? Why are they not lasting? Why are they not holding? So here's what I'm going to get real nerdy for you. I'm going to get a cup of coffee and a sip here too. I'm going to get real nerdy here. So you got your spinal cord, right? In your spinal cord, there's a bunch of pathways. One of the pathways is called the lateral spinal thalamic tract. Look at me trying to sound like I'm all nerdy and smart. Now, there's two things that travel up that part of the spinal cord. One of those is movement and vibration. Those are called mechanoreceptors. The other one is nociceptors, which is pain. Now, what happens is they travel on the same track as they go up. And a lot of these treatments out there that are treating the nervous system only and getting the nervous system to fire are playing a trick on the nervous system. What they're doing is they're getting a lot of mechanoreceptors to fire, which in turn is blocking down the pain fibers, the nociceptors. Think of it like this. What happens when you jam your finger in a door? Think about it. You jam your finger in a door. The first thing you do is you start to shake it out and move it around. What's happening there? Exactly what I just said. You are firing mechanoreceptors and getting that pain to be blocked temporarily. And that's exactly what's happening with all these neuro treatments. They are blocking pain, but are they doing anything to reduce the pain? And there's something very dangerous when you only turn off the pain signal, but you don't fix any of the problem. I always say any treatment that only addresses symptoms and does not improve function is not going to be long-term effective, and it's actually dangerous. So why is this important? The treatment space is littered with all of these types of treatments. I really say you can't even really call them treatment because they aren't getting rid of an actual problem. We're all guilty of this. We are so quick to want to apply a treatment and get an effect right away. It's like a drug, and we keep going back for more, only to realize that we really aren't fixing anyone, and we're just pretending. It's a tough pill to swallow, but you keep going back to these seminars. You keep taking more and more of these certifications and these research and everything like that, and you're a level 12 Jedi freaking master of whatever, who knows, of some bullshit. You're not really doing anything. So what's my tip for you? There's a big difference between objective versus subjective data. Subjective data is what we ask the client. Hey, how do you feel? That one's tough. Objective data is real data. Test, palpation, imaging, pictures. Real data that does not require the perception of the client's pain. 99% of treatments and techniques focus on subjective. And it can really hold you back on a lot of levels, you know, where you're like, why isn't this client getting any better? They say that their pain isn't any better, but it looks like they're moving better, but you don't have any real data. And all these gurus and all these technique people aren't showing you how to collect objective data. They just say, hey, do this and apply this and look, it's better. And then a couple days later, do it again and just keep doing it over and over again. And we all know what the definition of insanity is. So in order for something to be considered a treatment, and I've talked about this before, there's three criteria. These were actually devised by the Food and Drug Administration when they approve any treatment or drug. One, it has to be safe. Two, it has to be effective. Three, it has to be durable. So are neural treatments safe? No, they are not. And here's why they are not. Because when we talked about that protective tension, and it's trying to take the pressure off an area that has a lot of dysfunction. So when you have that protective tension, now you remove that protection. Now you've exposed the area. So what if there's a cartilage problem? What if there's a muscle tear? What if there's a disc problem? What if there's a ligament issue and that glute isn't firing for a reason? You get that glute to fire again. All of a sudden, now you expose that area and that client goes out and does a long workout or a long training session and they blow it out even more. So that's why I think it is not safe. Effective. What does effective mean? Is it actually making a change in the tissue? Are you changing anything when you treat the nervous system? No, you're not. So it sure as shit is not effective. Durable. Of course it's not durable because it's going to be right back to where it was. Even 2 or 3 days later, you're going to be right back to where you started. So if you're doing these neural treatments, ask the questions. Are they safe? Are they effective? Are they durable? And are they giving you true objective data? Are only relying solely on subjective? That's why your client isn't getting any better. That's why you keep going to the same goddamn seminar over and over and over again, hoping you're going to find that one magic thing that you missed out on. But what you have to realize is all those people, they're selling you that. They're selling you that fake pipe dream that if you just invest a little bit more, you'll get a little bit better. The problem is the treatments aren't fixing anything and you're not fixing anybody, but you're making yourself feel like you are and you're getting those tricks. The nervous system is a trick and tricks never work long term. So since nervous systems don't do any of the above, safe, effective, durable, why do you even bother with them? And why are you going to get more training and certifications for something that only provides a temporary result and never fixes the problem? You and your client deserve better. And you got to quit wasting money on all these methods that aren't doing anything. So what to do? Join a Facebook group. Join our beta program. We're taking on a few more people. Send us a message on Facebook, LinkedIn, IG, or you can even email us at info@thepeakmethod.com to see if you got what it takes to get your skills, evaluations, and treatment to the next level so you can quit pretending and actually start fixing people. Went a little bit longer than normal, but I hope this gives you some good information. And if you're only treating the nervous system and not getting real results, it's because of the things we just went over. I appreciate you guys, appreciate your time, and I will see you on the next one. Bye. If you found this podcast valuable, I hope you will leave us a 5-star review or share it with others you know it could help. If you want more content like this, please consider joining our Facebook group, The Soft Tissue Practice Revolution, by clicking the link in the show description. Lastly, if you want more like this on a regular basis, then just click the subscribe button.